Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to look this morning at probably the great subject. Of course, we just, if you were here for the first service, we just went through and looked at the death and resurrection of Christ and all that, how great that is. Today, we're going to continue with that same idea. Today is Easter, and we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I think it's a good way to call it Resurrection Day, because in every aspect, every Sunday is that. What we're going to do is look at two things. We're going to look at some questions concerning resurrection, and then we're going to see the importance of Christ's resurrection. Some of this will tie into what you saw in the first service. But so here's some things to think about. What is resurrection? Why is resurrection so important? Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, why is it so important? And how does all of this affect us? Well, we're going to see it as we go through it and as we look at it. God told the nation of Israel, you know what? I turned on TV last night, and there was the Ten Commandments. Did anybody see that, any part of it? You know, it started at 6 and went off at 15 to 11. So, you know, I have to go to bed earlier than that, so I couldn't watch it. But I knew the story, and I knew how it ended. So anyway, I felt like I was okay. But if you remember that God told Moses, here's the information, and he told them to do certain things. And one of the things that he told them was they would work 6 days and rest on the seventh. And so they'd work the first day, first through six, and then rest on the seventh day. The first day of the week is Sunday. The last day of the week is Saturday. So Sabbath day is Saturday. And so that Jewish people work, and then they rested on the Sabbath. Well, we don't do that. The Sabbath is Saturday. We worship on the first day of the week. So some people would say, well, what changed? Why did the church, the believers in Jesus Christ, why did they change the worship day, so to speak, from Saturday to Sunday, to the first day of the week? Well, it's because Jesus Christ rose from the grave on the first day of the week, and that's called the Lord's Day. And just remember, this is not a Sabbath. This is not the Sabbath day. Sabbath day is Saturday. This is the Lord's Day, and this is, we celebrate the Lord's Day because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So when we look at this, we're going to look at some questions concerning the whole idea of resurrection, and then we're going to see the importance of Christ's resurrection. So let's start with some questions, questions concerning resurrection. And the first one is this: what is resurrection? It seems like an obvious question, but it's not, because the Bible talks about a resurrection, and it talks about the human body, that a person will be raised from the dead, never to die again. This mortal will put on immortality, this old perishable will put on imperishable. And so resurrection is this. Resurrection is when the human body is raised from the dead or changed to never die again. There's no corruption. So one day, God's going to raise you up. Or if he comes before we die physically, we'll be changed in a moment of twinkling eye. We're going to have a body that will never wear out. That's what resurrection is. And so the human body and the soul and the spirit and all that are going to be together forever. And 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, it's in the moment in a twinkle of an eye we'll be changed. For those who have died, that when he comes in the clouds, the dead, or their bodies will be raised, and then we will be changed. Second question is always kind of a one. People say, who was the first person resurrected? Well, some people say something like this. Well, let's see, didn't Elijah raise somebody from the dead? And didn't Jesus raise a little girl? And didn't Jesus raise the widow at Nain from the dead? And didn't Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? He did, but that wasn't resurrection. Resurrection is to be raised from the dead, to be given a body that will never decay, and that person will live forever. The first person to ever be raised, the first one to be resurrected, was Jesus Christ. He died and rose again, never to die again. And so you got to understand, resurrection is not resuscitation. Resuscitation is Jesus took somebody who was dead and he made them back alive again. But it wasn't resurrection. They didn't have a resurrected body. The little girl, the 12-year-old girl, he got raised her back up, and she was a 12-year-old girl from that point on, went on. And the widow at Nain, her son, we don't know how old he was, but it seemed like he was older. They raised him from the dead. And of course, Lazarus. And when Lazarus came back from the dead, Jesus didn't say, guess what, Lazarus, you'll never die again. You've got a body that'll never wear out. They didn't say that. And so resurrection is having a body that will never wear out. And so who was the first person to ever be raised from the dead? It's Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says this: but now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. That means he's the first one of those who have died, the first one to be raised from the dead, never to die again. Here's the next question, and these are things just to think about. Is resurrection part of the gospel? Well, the answer is yes. In fact, what is the gospel message? The gospel message is that Jesus died on the cross to pay for sin and he rose again on the third day. That's the gospel message. Many people, when you say give them the gospel, they think the gospel is Jesus died for us. The gospel is two parts. The gospel message, he died and rose again. It's not just that he died for us, it's he died and rose again. And so when we think about it, Paul says, I deliver to you first importance, which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried and rose again on the third day according to scripture. He says that's the gospel message. Okay, so we've talked about the gospel message, the gospel response, and the gospel offer. We've talked about that before. But here is the question is, is resurrection part of the good news message? And the answer is, of course, yes, it is. It is. It's part of the gospel message. And in fact, I've got this right here. The gospel message is the gospel message that says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God's salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. The gospel is the death and resurrection of Christ. It's vital for salvation. That's just the message part. So here's the next question. And this is one we thought about a lot. The message, I just wanted to bring this up. I didn't realize I'd put it there, but I did. Think about this. The gospel message is he died and rose again. The gospel response is to believe. The gospel offer is eternal life. If you were in the service this morning, we talked about that a lot. In fact, we went over this message a bunch of times. The message, response, and offer. A lot of people say, all you need to do is believe Jesus died and rose again. Jesus died and rose again for every human being that's ever existed. So there's more to it than saying, I believe he died and rose again. The good news is he did die and rise again, paying for sin and conquering death. And the response is to believe in him for what? What's the offer? Eternal life. That's the response. And so the bottom line is the resurrection of human beings based on Christ? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. People will be raised based on their relationship to Jesus Christ. If you have a relationship as being a child of God and being a part of Jesus Christ, being placed in Christ, you will be resurrected with Christ. If you're not, you don't have that fellowship relationship with him, you'll be raised, but it'll be at a different way in a different time. The next question is, will every human being be raised from the dead? And historically, I've talked to a lot of people that say, well, believers get raised from the dead, but unbelievers don't. Well, I said, well, what happens to unbelievers if they don't get raised from the dead? What happens to them? Well, I don't know. Well, that's right. Will every human being raised from the dead? Yes. Why? Why? Because Jesus has done what? He's conquered death for who? Every person. Every person's good. You got to be careful. I used to say, every person's going to live forever. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's wrong. Living forever is eternal life with Jesus Christ. Not every person is going to live forever with Jesus Christ. So I started saying every person is going to exist forever. Some will exist forever with Jesus. That's eternal life. Some will exist forever separated from Jesus Christ. That's called the second death. So will every person be raised from the dead? Let me put it back. Yes, the answer is yes, because Jesus Christ has conquered death for everyone. Look at this. It says, as through one man, death entered this world. That's Adam. It's through one man, life came into the world. That's Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible says, in Adam, that's all people, all die, but in Christ, all will be made alive. And that's true. So that's where we are. And that's the questions about resurrection. So with that in mind, let's talk about the importance of Christ's resurrection. Now, this is not new for our people. Anybody that's in a grow group, you guys are active and involved and serving and come to everything. So what we're teaching today is not something that you've never heard before. You've thought about it a lot of times. And so I want you to think of three big things that have to do with the fact that Jesus rose from the grave. And if we get through in time, I don't think it'll go long, so we will have time to go to the grow groups. We've still got questions in there and your facilitators and everything. I also thought if this went way long, which I don't think it'll go long, if you do have questions and we want to talk about it, we can do that. But we'll most likely break in a minute and go to our grow groups. But let's think about the importance of Christ's resurrection. The first thing is it proved that he is the Son of God. Do you understand that? Why did they crucify Jesus? It wasn't because he was doing miracles. It wasn't because people were just following him around. Ultimately, it came down to the fact that the religious leader said, "Are you the Christ, the Son of God?" And Jesus said, "Yes, I am. And you will see me sitting in the glory with the Heavenly Father and coming with the glory." And they said, "Oh my gracious, he's claiming to be the Son of God." Well, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 4, that he's declared to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. You understand that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, he would not be the Son of God. He would not be the Savior of the world. That's why it's so important when people say, "Just believe Jesus died for you." I say, "No, no, no. You're believing he died and rose again, and you're trusting in him for his gift of eternal life." To say, "I believe Jesus died for me," he died for everybody. Even to say Jesus rose from the grave, he did that for everybody. But his resurrection proved that he is the eternal Son of God. That's really powerful. The second thing is it proved that all people will be raised from the dead. And that's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. I'm going to read it again. Y'all remember this. Listen to what he says. "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits, the first one to come of those who have died. For since by a man came death," that's Adam, "by a man also came resurrection of the dead," that's Jesus. "For as in Adam all died," they do, "so in Christ all will be made alive." And then he says, "Each one in his own order, Christ the first, after that, those who are Christ at his coming." So he said there's a plan. There's an order of resurrection. Most people are teaching, and this is the people who actually say there is no rapture, there's no tribulation, there's really no kingdom. They all teach that Jesus is going to come back, and that's the end of everything. And they don't really even talk about resurrection. But what we find is that all people are going to be raised from the dead, each one. Now, with that in mind, that's when I wanted you to have the chart and understand. So there are two big resurrections. Most of us know this. When we studied the book of Revelation, we highlighted this. So, and we've taught this before at different times. I've given you the handout. I'm going to put the handout up here in just a second. But I want you to think about the two resurrections. There's a resurrection of life and a resurrection of death. There is the resurrection called the first resurrection. There is the resurrection of death, which is called the second resurrection. One is life, one is death. And that's why they're called that. And so here it is. There is the first resurrection, which is called, I don't think it's life. Yeah, there it is. It's not showing up on this chart. There it is. It's called the first resurrection, and it's got three parts to it. And this is the resurrection of life, and everyone in this resurrection is raised to go into the kingdom and to be with Jesus Christ, because he's the first one. There is a second resurrection called the resurrection of death, which is the second death, and that happens after the thousand-year reign, and people will be raised to stand before the great white throne judgment and be cast into the lake of fire or whatever, and then go on into eternity. So there are two big resurrections. Let's talk about them for just a second to make sure you understand. First resurrection has three parts. So let me put this for you. The first resurrection has three parts. The first one is Jesus. Jesus is the first person ever to die, to be raised from the dead, never to die again. And that happened exactly basically 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross, paid for sin, and they put him in the tomb. He was there 3 days and three nights, and then he rose from the grave. That's the first time anyone in all of human history, going all the way back to Adam and Eve, all the way up, as the first person to ever die and come back from the dead, never to die again. That's Jesus. Following that, it says Christ the first fruits, and after that, those Christ at his coming in this order. Well, the second thing is the church. That's us. The next event. And see, nobody else has been resurrected. There are a couple of people resuscitated, but not resurrected. And one of these days, Jesus is going to come in the clouds. The dead in Christ are what? Going to rise first, and we who are alive and remain will be what? Caught up together. It'll be in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, all of a sudden we'll be changed. Well, what will be changed? This body. What happens to this body? It goes from being a regular body, a mortal body, to an immortal body. It goes from a regular old fallen body to one that will never, never die. And so the second group in all of history, besides Jesus the first, the second group of people ever to be raised from the dead, never to die again, is us, the church age. And that's going to happen. And it could happen when? At any second. I hope you believe this. Some people say, "Oh, they just say that, but nobody believes." Yes, of course we believe it. It could happen when? It could happen right this second. It could. Okay, then there's the third group. And the third group is the Old Testament tribulation saints. All the people from Adam and Eve all the way up are at the end of the tribulation when Jesus comes back. All of the people in the Old Testament who've ever died, of course, they're going to be raised from the dead with bodies that will never wear out. All of the believers who got killed in the tribulation and they died, they're going to be raised from the dead, and they will go, they have glorified bodies, and they will go into the kingdom as well. And so let me remind you of what it is. So here is the first resurrection. Jesus first, us second, all the Old Testament and tribulation saints. So there they come over to go in there, and there's all the tribulation saints going in there. And so they are raised to go into the kingdom. Now, what you notice is that separates the first resurrection from the second resurrection is the kingdom. What about people who say they don't believe in the kingdom? How does that fit? Well, it doesn't fit for them. And they don't even hold to a resurrection like that. They don't hold to a rapture. They don't hold to the second coming in the same way that we do. They don't hold to a tribulation, an antichrist, a millennial kingdom. They hold to any of that. And so we believe that this is it. Now, that's the first resurrection. And that's, okay, then there is a second resurrection called the resurrection of damnation, or it's also called the second death. And this is where unbelievers are raised, and they're raised up from Hades, and they are raised up, and all those are dead, and they're going to be raised there to be judged. Judged at the great white throne judgment. It's not judged for sin. Sin's already dealt with. And so this is the second group right here. And so what separates the first from the second group, the first resurrection from the second resurrection, is the kingdom. And so we actually believe that Jesus Christ, that one of these, Jesus rose from the grave, seated at the right hand of the Father. One of these days he's going to come in the clouds and take us out. That's part two of the first resurrection. Then there's going to be tribulation. Then Jesus comes as the king. When he comes as the king, Daniel 12:2, Old Testament saints are raised, tribulation saints are raised, and they go into the kingdom. We believe that after this kingdom, then there will be another resurrection of the unbelievers. As you know, some people believe this. They believe that this is the church age. There will be no tribulation. There will be no kingdom. The only thing that's left is Jesus comes back. Well, how does that fit? And how does resurrection fit? And how does that? So it doesn't fit. But that's what some people believe. In fact, that's what a lot of people believe. Anyway, I just wanted you to see this. And probably the key is that the separation from the first resurrection to second resurrection is the millennial kingdom. Let me show you this. Here's the first resurrection. All believers are raised. Look what this says. I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. That the thrones are all the people that have been raised from the dead. That's us. And then he says, and I also saw the souls of who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, because of the word of God. Those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, they had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. That's the tribulation tribulation saints. And so the Old Testament saints are there. The tribulation saints are there. We're there. And we get to be there. Now notice it says, the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years are completed. Now this is the first resurrection. And then he says, blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death, we'd say the second resurrection, the second death, has no power. They will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for how long? 1,000 years. Six times in seven verses in Revelation 20, it says the 1,000 years. Now, what about the unbelievers? Well, the second resurrection, second death, the unbelievers, notice it says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead were in them, and they were all judged, each one according to their deeds, not sin, deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And so I just want you to grasp how this fits. And so here's this. The first resurrection is Christ first, then the first resurrection is Christ, then the church, then the Old Testament saints, then the kingdom. Second resurrection is the second death of unbelievers, and after the kingdom, they're raised, and then they go into the lake of fire, and we go to the eternal state. So these are all raised to go into the kingdom. After the kingdom's over, these are raised to go in the lake of fire, and then that. So Here's the question too. What kind of bodies will we have? Well, we've already talked about it. This perishable would put on imperishable. This mortal would put on immortality. So what have we seen? We have seen that the importance of Christ's resurrection, that it proved Jesus is God. Second, it proved that Jesus Christ conquered death. And then here's the third one. It proved that our sins are paid for. Now, we talked about this if you're in the first service. We've talked about some of this. But it proved that sins are paid for. For if and he says this. If dead are not raised, in other words, if Jesus Christ is not raised, if dead aren't raised, Christ dead hadn't been raised, then Christ has not been raised if he hadn't, and your faith is what? Worthless. What are you believing? That Jesus rose from the grave and gives you what? Eternal life. But if he didn't rise from the grave, guess what? Your faith is worthless, and you're still what? In your sins. They never were paid for. Listen, what if any of us came and said, I'm God, and I'm going to die on a cross, and I'm going to pay for the sins of the world and conquer death. And you kill me, and I never come back. What did that prove? I wasn't the one. I'm not the one who paid for sin because I didn't come back from the dead. I didn't prove it. So it proves our sins are paid for. So look at this right here. He says, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. And if hope is in this life, then we're the most pitied. Do you understand that we believe that Jesus is God, that he died and rose again, that he gives eternal life, that he paid for sin, he rose again, he's coming back to get us. And if Jesus never died, never came back from the dead, then we're believing a lie, and we're the most people pitied because we're just wasting our lives because we're saying, well, we believe Jesus is coming. And they said, then Jesus didn't come, and he never came back from the dead. It was just some man claiming to be God. Did Jesus come back from the dead? Yes. Is he God? Is he going to fulfill every promise? Yes. That's why it's so important. So 1 John 2:2, he is the satisfactory payment, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world. So we have raised some questions. What is resurrection? It's a bodily change in which the body never wears out. It beginning with Jesus Christ. He's the first one to be raised from the dead, never to die again. He died and rose again. That's the gospel. Every human being that believes in him is connected with him and be raised at a certain time. Every believer, every unbeliever who does not believe in him will be raised at a certain time. And all humans will live forever. Why did Jesus die? Why is it so important he rose? Proved he's the Son of God, that death is conquered and sins are paid for. So here's some applications before we go to our grow group. Let's be clear as we proclaim the gospel message. Listen, y'all, it's something you need to work on because you're going to have opportunities as time goes by that people, either you'll bring it up or they'll bring it up or something will come up about how to have eternal life or how to be saved or what's going to happen when you die. And you've got the greatest message of all. We call it the gospel message. There's the message, response, and offer. The message is Jesus died and rose again. The response is to believe in him, and we believe in him for, here's his offer, eternal life. God so loved the world, that's us, that he gave his son to what? Die and rise again, that whoever would believe in him would never perish but have eternal life. Just all of us in this room, I know John 3:16. Every one of us can quote John 3:16. If you can quote John 3:16, you can share your faith with anyone. You don't have to memorize 20 verses, 10 verses. It's okay to know verses. In fact, it's great to, the more you know, the more you can share. But you've got the simplest message of all, and all you have to do is know John 3:16 and just give it out. The second application is let's understand the importance of the resurrection of Christ. It proved that he's God. What did he claim to be? The Son of God, and his resurrection from the dead proved that he's the Son of God. His resurrection proved that death was conquered because he rose from the grave, conquering death for every human being. And third, it proved that sins are paid for. Listen, if he didn't rise from the dead, he's not God, that there is no resurrection, and our sins, we're still in our sins. But he did rise from the dead. He did conquer death. He is God, and sins are paid for. Wow. So one final thing, and that is this. Let's understand the different resurrections in the Bible. It's not that complicated. Just remember this. There are two. The first one, the second one, life and death. And the first one is Jesus, the church, and then Old Testament and Tribulation saints. That's it. Then there's the thousand-year reign. Then there's the second one, which is death. And the unbelievers are raised. They stand before the great white throne judgment. And then, because their names are not found written in the book of life, they die forever. That's why it's called the second death. And so it's that simple. And if somebody said to you, how does all this fit? Just say, Jesus rose first, church is going to be second, all Old Testament tribulation saints third, we go into the kingdom. At the end of the kingdom, then the unbelievers will be raised. It is that, it's that simple. And maybe you know it. And keep the chart, and you can use it there.